We have a couple members of the New Hampshire Department of Public Safety in our GMI studios. We thank our friends at the State Police and Auto Fair for the ongoing education from the State Police. We have State Trooper Catherine Shackford. She is in the Major Crime Unit, and also Trooper Thomas Sandberg, who works out of Troop D. And what they have in common, other than both, I think, liking what they do with the state of New Hampshire and the state police, is they both ran, Corey, the Boston Marathon on Monday. They both finished the race. For one, it was the second marathon. For the other, it was the first. And they're in our studios. Trooper Thomas, thanks for being here.
Thanks. Good morning.
Thank you.
So, Corey was just, you know, already doing the pre-interview with you during the break. Ideal weather Monday, correct? Temperature-wise, weather-wise?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Perfect weather.
Yeah. Oh, tell us, Kat, why it's a lot of preparation. You do this to raise awareness, I believe. You raise money for police with for kids with cancer and some other great causes. But what made you want to do this?
Yeah, so we ran with the Mass State Police Ironman Marathon team. They were gracious enough to give us a couple bibs, allow us to join in, and we raise money for Cops for Kids with Cancer, which is a fantastic organization that, you know, gives money, financial support to families who have children battling cancer. An awesome organization. And that aside, I just, you know, for me, I just really wanted to be a part of the marathon. I'd wanted to do it for a couple years now, and this was the year, and a lot of training went into it, and it was a fantastic experience for my first time. I got lucky.
Yeah? You enjoy it in hindsight?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If you had asked me on Monday if I would do it again, I'd say absolutely not. But now that it's Thursday and I'm coming around feeling a little better, you know, maybe it's a possibility.
Trooper Sandberg, your second marathon, right?
Yep, my second one.
Wow. And you had a... Both your times were very impressive. What about you? What makes you want to do this? And, you know, it's a preparation, training. So it's your second Boston or second marathon?
It's my second Boston. I ran the last one in 2015 when I was in college still.
Wow, wow. In better shape. No, I'm kidding. What about you? What made you want to do it? And to help raise awareness and, you know, help kids with cancer? What drives you to do that?
So actually, after my last one, I kind of vowed not to ever run another one again. And then we got the email, and I instantly responded saying that I want to run it. So the charity's actually a really good one too, the Cops for Kids with Cancer. It was started by some Massachusetts state troopers, and they give all of the proceeds to families with children with cancer. Actually, a couple of the runners were some of the recipients of it. They raised quite a bit to give to other families. So that was pretty inspiring hearing them talk.
Now, how many years have you been in the state police?
This is my first with New Hampshire, but my fifth in law enforcement.
Oh, really? Do you mind my asking what made you want to join the state police or New Hampshire State Police? Where were you prior?
I started in Vermont, and then I worked here in Concord for a year. But this is probably the most opportunity in law enforcement in the state of New Hampshire. So I made the switch.
Trooper Shackford, you work in major crime or major crime unit. What kind of work, what does that involve?
So we do mainly homicides in the state, and I'm also part of the polygraph unit, and I've been part of that unit for about 6 years. I've been with state police for 10 years. It's been a great experience.
And now, in terms of 10 years in the department, what
yes.
made you originally want to join?
So I actually was a social worker. I worked in social work for about 7 years. And towards the end of that career, I worked a couple of large cases with the state police. And I was so fascinated with the major crime unit, actually. I was fascinated by them and the work that they did. And I decided to make the transition into law enforcement a little bit later. I was 32, actually, when I made that transition into law enforcement, and so I was one of the oldest ones in my police academy, but it's been a fantastic 10 years. I've enjoyed it.
Again, I want to go back to kind of like what got you to that point. You know, that's a, you know, not, by the way, I have a theory that I haven't said this to the Colonel Noyes lately, but I think as people, you know, the new 50, I guess, you know, what I'm saying is look at athletes and people living, working longer. I think the traditional model, I think you're going to see more people at about 30 maybe looking at things like joining the military or going in law enforcement to kind of serve the public, whereas typically it used to be like early 20s or right out of college or high school. You know, so I don't think that's unusual. You're still quite young and very young professionally and personally. So, but again, that's a big jump to make. So what were you doing prior?
Yeah, no, I agree that that it's a big jump, and it's been interesting because I think coming through this process, you know, when I was in the academy, my roommate was 21 years old, and it was funny because I at times felt like her mother, but I had a whole bunch of life experience to take on, you know, and so that's what's been the coolest part about it is, you know, when I was on the road here at Troop D, actually. I feel like you bring all that life experience, mm-hmm. into public service. And I think that helps, my patrol partners were, you know, young guys fresh out of the military or fresh out of college. And, they're, you know, come at things from a different angle and it does take all types. But, for me, I really wanted to do more for my community and more for my state. And that's why I made the transition. But I think bringing that life experience has benefited me. And like I said, it's been quite the ride. It's been enjoyable.
Now, in terms of, I know the state police right now has quite a, they have quite a recruitment mission going on. I think the last time I checked, there were 60 sworn positions that are open for state police. We had the dispatcher team in here, some members of the dispatch recently, and 911 in the state. They have openings. I know, I don't know about Marine Patrol, but, you know, you look at the different parts of public safety, there's openings. Now, Trooper, let me switch gears to Trooper Sandberg. You started in Vermont law enforcement. This is your first or second year here in New Hampshire State Police?
This is my first year for the State Police, but I did work a year in Concord as well.
What's your message to someone out there thinking about joining public safety or something in the Department of Public Safety? It's not always on the road as a trooper. There are many positions, many posts, but what's your message to somebody thinking about that as a career?
Well, it's definitely a worthwhile and meaningful career. No matter what you'll hear, you will be helping people. You will be making a positive impact on people's lives. There's a lot of adventure. It's kind of the type of job that your friends will be asking you what you're up to. Mm-hmm. You might not be doing that, vice versa. But there's infinite opportunities, what you can accomplish in this career.
I appreciate it. And where are you from originally?
I'm from the western part of Massachusetts.
And were you in Vermont? Were you working locally for law enforcement?
No, for their state police.
Oh, really? And I'm just curious. You know, you said there's more opportunity here. I don't want to put you in a hard spot of Vermont versus New Hampshire now. I'm wearing a UVM hat, which means I went to UVM. Ironically, I don't even know if Major Morasco or Colonel Noyes knows this, but one of my summers, I did an internship or actually was paid work for the Middlebury, Vermont State Police Barracks because we had a couple of folks in our fraternity who were going into law enforcement, which is what I thought I was going to do. Did some stuff on the lake and overnights, which was fun, actually. But Vermont's a beautiful state, but I do believe we have better-looking uniforms and cruisers than Vermont. But my question is, both green, they're the Green Mountain State, we're not. But my point is, why'd you want to come here if you were already in Vermont with the state police?
So, I have a wife that she has a kind of specific line of work, and Vermont doesn't have the opportunities that New Hampshire does. For me, it's law enforcement for either state, but for her, it was a little tougher, so she ended up having a commute away into New York. So that played a role into it.
Yeah. We want to finish up our segment with our friends from the folks that came in from the New Hampshire State Police. We appreciate what they do. 866-823-1077 if you'd like to call in and ask a question or make a comment. I think our guests would be game for that, or thank them for what they do, or even ask them what their time was in the Boston Marathon. It's all up to you, but give us a call if you want to ask a question or make a comment. 866-823-1077. And our guest here, as we get into our show, by the way, we have a couple guests, and I just closed the window, Corey, but we have a member of the Major Crime Unit and also a state trooper. By the way, Troop D is in Concord. We have Catherine Shackford here, Major Crime, and Trooper Thomas Sandberg. Is Troop D, when you're on the road?
Yes, I'm on the road.
Okay, and Major Crime, we talked earlier about this, you could pretty much be anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're more an investigator.
Yep.
How many folks in Major Crime full-time? roughly?
Oh, geez, now you're going to put me to the numbers. I think there's about 16 of us. We're down a few. There's a lot of transition going on in state police right now. But, yep, I mean, relatively, we're a relatively small unit comparatively. But we do cover the whole state.
Now, you may have said this earlier when you joined. Were you on the road originally?
I was. So I was assigned to Troop D here in Concord, actually. And then I went out to Troop E for a little while, and then before coming to Major Crime in 2016.
What do you like? Do you miss the road, or do you like the detective work?
Oh, I do miss the road. Everybody misses the road. But detective work is really my passion, and that's I have a degree in psychology, and I have a background in social work. So for me, it's more about the investigative work, the detective work, and so that's kind of how that led me into it. But I do miss the days of being on the road, being in uniform, having the marked cruiser and doing that work. And
I like the unmarked ones, those black ones out there, the Camaros, are they?
They're Chargers.
Chargers, Dodge Charger.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yep.
If you have a psychology degree, maybe you can figure out J-Dog, Corey, and me. But what, J-Dog, we're going to go out to the listener.
Joe from Ware, yeah.
Joe in Ware, GMI Studios. Good morning, Joe. You're on with the state police.
Hey, good morning, folks. I just want to say thank you for what you guys and gals do out there. I went to Norwich University with a couple of New Hampshire state troopers. And the younger one, who's retired now, which I can't believe, you know, he was telling me one day, he was all about the job and didn't, you know, complain. He didn't complain one bit. But he, told me he was shot at a few times. He responded to the Carl Draga incident. I think you young troopers remember that.
They know of
right?
it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, I know of it. He was a real class act and a real tough kid. But he was, upheld the law. But I want to thank you guys because I know you guys and gals put your lives on the line. It's not, Disney World out there. And I don't like some of the respect that has been doled out to law enforcement across the nation. I'm disgusted. And people should be thankful that they live in a world where they don't get, a club upside the head because this isn't the kind of world we live in here, thank God. But so you guys and gals deserve a lot.
So you're saying you respect the law enforcement. You don't like what some of the anti-law enforcement that's happened in the last few years.
Oh, I'm darn sick of that. I really am because law enforcement keeps us who we are.
Right.
And they're not always right 100% of the time, but most of the time they are. And I know my dad, who could be kind of he was an old Norwich guy, but he used to say, whenever you're in the presence of the police. It's yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It's all respect. And I appreciate what you guys do. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah. And I think the law enforcement I speak with here, see if you both agree locally. And by the way, 866-823-1077, if you want to call in, 866-823-1077. I think local and state would tell you that I think here there's a good relationship between most of the public and law enforcement. I know other parts of the country, I can't really say that, but I know one thing, in the areas of the country where things got pretty politicized and heated over the last few years, I find it pretty ironic today that you have politicians running for election saying we need to fund the police more, support the police more, bring them back into our communities for community policing, some of the same communities that try to run the police out. So I think that's ironic. But do you find that when you're out and about and you interact with the public here that there's a good relationship and a good back and forth?
Absolutely. I think across the country today, there's a lot of struggles, but I've never seen that. State of New Hampshire, the citizens of New Hampshire have given us nothing but support, and it's a fantastic state to work in because of that. It makes our job a lot easier to work with and for people who support us.
Would you echo that, Trooper?
Definitely. It's very rare that I ever find anybody that gives me attitude just because I'm a police officer.
I appreciate that. Well, listen, thank you both very much. What's next? Do you when you look at the career you're in, you're happy where you are, or are there aspirations to go above and beyond Major Crime or Troop D?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, for me, I've got my hands full these days, and we'll see where the future goes. I'm happy where I'm at, and
The colonel's not going to be in there forever, or the majors. I'm just saying, Captain. I'm just saying. What about you, Trooper?
I enjoy working at Troop D. I'd like to maybe get into a sort of a specialty unit at some point. But I do like working where I do, and I like my coworkers a lot.
And again, if someone were thinking of looking at working in the public Department of Public Safety, would you give the nod that they should look into it?
Definitely. Absolutely. Absolutely. And reach out if they have questions. You know, I mean, we do a lot of outreach these days to try to recruit people from different walks of life. And you know, we're always willing to share some words of wisdom or encouragement or whatnot. So if anybody's interested, I think, you know, reach out to a trooper, ask them about it. And we're looking for people from all walks of life.
I appreciate it both very, very much what you do. Thank you very much. And have you jogged since Monday? Have you run? Have you been on the road since the marathon, Boston Marathon? No?
Oh, no.
You wait until this weekend?
I need a couple of days.
What, the shin splints heal?
Yeah.
All right.